Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a Friday edition of this worldwide transmission against tyranny that I assure you, you do not want to miss. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. It is Friday, the 15th day of January, 2010. We're obviously going to break down the unbelievable crisis that is unfolding in Haiti and illustrate the fact that government cannot and will not protect you, whether it's Katrina in the United States with the hurricane or whether it is the massive earthquake that devastated the major cities of Haiti, killing at least 100,000 people, collapsing into absolute anarchy, machete-wielding thugs running around robbing tens of thousands of people at the U.S. military bases, waving their passports wildly trying to get out of the country. This is what collapse looks like, and our country is very close to similar problems, though it's happening on a more incremental slide. We're going to get into all the big developments with open discussion of the United States defaulting on its global debt or fully devaluing the dollar at least 50%. We have Bob Chapman joining us for his once-a-week Friday visit in the third hour on the economy and other news issues. And Deborah Medina, she was in the Republican debate last night, and I read a lot of newspaper articles and headlines this morning and also tuned in to News Radio 590 KLBJ and WOAI and WBAP and spot-checked what they were talking about. Every caller, and I only listened for about 30 minutes to each radio station, every caller was calling in saying they liked Deborah Medina. I listened probably for a little bit more to the Todd and Don show on News Radio 590 this morning before I went to work and driving into work. It comes on right before us. And they were taking call after call after call saying they don't like the two establishment whores, Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Both of them are elitists. Both of them are slick talkers. But they said, but I don't want to vote for a loser. Oh, I can't vote for the alternative candidate, even though I like her. So that mind control is still in play, but beginning to erode. She'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. We'll play clips of the amazing debate. No matter where you live in the country, this is important because Texas, obviously, the second largest geographic state, the second most populated state after California, the fastest growing state as people evacuate New York, Florida, Michigan, California, Oregon, Washington, other globalized, literal corporate communist states that are being looted. So Texas is online to become the most populous state in the union within the next decade, and we see the shape of things to come. If other people would just run for governor who are part of the Ron Paul movement, you will at least cause massive education of the public within the debates and then set the stage in the next elections coming up in the year to follow and the year after that. Because there's always state and federal elections going on to show people the power of running for office, whether it's mayor or city council or county commissioner or governor or agriculture commissioner. It doesn't matter. Transportation commissioner, you run, you get to get in the big debates, you get to talk to the crowds, you get to educate them and show them the alternative to the New World Order. And this goes for Democratic positions and Republican positions. This goes for people running in both parties. The most successful thing you can do is not just start third parties. It's infiltrate the Republican and Democratic parties. And she is really exploding in the polls. And whether she wins the election or not, she wins in the info war. Resistance is victory. So that's coming up. And then the biggest story of the day, the most important issue that I haven't even covered yet, we'll break that down on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 15th day of January, 2010. You have found it. The front lines in the info war. Fight for human liberty on a planetary scale. Coming to you from the Central Texas Resistance Center, Austin. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Deborah Medina sending shockwaves across the Texas political landscape. I told you I was impressed with this lady months ago. Hands down in newspapers across the state. And all over talk radio that I monitored this morning, every single caller was talking about Deborah Medina. That shows the hunger by the American people to resist the New World Order and to throw out the false left-right paradigm and get back to true liberty. She was up there in the governor's race in the Republican debate. There's talk of trying to restrict her from future debates now because she's been so successful. Kurt Nemo has an article up on that at Infowars.com. In fact, guys, print that for me. It'll be in the News and Focus archive. It's already moved to that area. So much news is posted there. Every caller, I sat there with my mouth hanging open, listening to WOAI out of San Antonio, the number one talker there, News Radio 590 KLBJ, the number one talker in Austin, WBAP, the number one talker out of Dallas. I didn't have time to monitor the others while I was busy researching and reading news this morning. I had a feeling after watching that debate that it was going to resonate with the people, and it did. I've never seen anything like this grow this fast. And again, whether you live in Michigan or New York or California, it shows the hunger of the people for the true Tea Party movement, not the Glenn Beck Tea Party-oid Republican Party takeover, the attempted takeover of it, but the real Ron Paul revolution. This lady just a year ago is a registered nurse. They're speaking at Ron Paul events, at In the Fed events, one of my listeners. Now look at her today. Even if she doesn't win the Republican nomination to go up against the Democrats, this is a Republican state. If she wins that, hands down, she'll win and be the new governor. She wins by injecting real issues, just like Ron Paul did in 2008, where we went from less than 10% of Americans in major polls knowing the private Federal Reserve was private and knowing that it was the source of most of our economic problems and the tyranny, to over 90% now in major polls want to audit and abolish the Fed. 2 months ago, it was 75% in Gallup. Now, major polls, it's over 90% have identified the real government, the real enemy, the illegitimate criminals. Decades of patriots trying to expose the Federal Reserve, trying to wake people up. All of your work now really starting to bear fruit, and this is only the beginning. Only the beginning. Because even if Medina doesn't win, the media and the COINTELPRO will say, see, it was all a defeat. You shouldn't have canvassed. You shouldn't have knocked on doors. You shouldn't have given money. See, nothing happened. No, something happened, and she could still win. In fact, she's really gaining momentum. I'm saying she wins either way, we win either way, because now there's governor races coming up next year. There's governor races coming up the year after that. There's congressional elections coming up every 2 years, coming up this year. So that people see the viability of average doctors and nurses and ranchers and farmers and school teachers and lawyers and businessmen and women running for political office. You win when you carry the message of truth to the debates, whether it be in a small town or a big city or televised on every major news station and on every major radio news station. The debate last night where she annihilated them in a calm, focused way. I watched Maria Renee Morales of KUVN-TV bumbling in her ignorant fashion, in a sniveling fashion, asked Deborah Medina last night from the debates, you say someone should be able to have a gun without a license? This person doesn't know that you can have a gun without a license, that the concealed carry creates the illusion you've got to have a license to own a gun. That's why I think it's so dangerous. And that's why Deborah Medina wants open Second Amendment Vermont-style concealed carry, Arizona-style, Nevada-style concealed carry that makes crime rates plunge over 20% within 2 years of it being implemented. Just basic concealed carry gets an average 26% drop. Those are official numbers out of Florida and other states that have done it. On average, 20-plus percent. You do a complete, just flat-out, no license, you can carry your gun. See, you can carry a rifle or shotgun loaded in your car. They pass laws specifically against handguns, which is a violation of the Second Amendment in my state and should be overturned. So this woman ignorantly. And remember, the general public gets their news from sitcoms and dramas based in New York and Chicago, all the cop shows, where they, every episode, oh, look, we busted somebody with a gun in their car. They're going to jail. Oh, look, this guy had a gun in his apartment. He's going to jail. Yeah, New York City. There's only a few cities like D.C. and New York and Chicago where this is the case, where you have almost complete gun bans. And we've even started the process of defeating that in D.C., with the case last year, saying, no, there is a Second Amendment right. And so it shows the unbelievable ignorance, and Medina just cuts her off. She's coming up next hour. I'm getting into our top story in a moment. I'm going to detail what's happening in Haiti as well. The economy, Google censorship in China. They went along with the censorship, helped them design their censorship system, and then the Chinese double-crossed them. And so Google says they're going to remove censorship. Google's being consulted along with IBM and others with the new internet security, cybersecurity czar to openly, quote, shut down freedom of speech in the U.S. Australia's already implemented, quote, their own government statement, Chinese-style net censorship. It's happening. The top White House regulatory czar who interprets all the federal laws, Cass Sunstein, has said they do want to, quote, ban free speech. I mean, he openly states it. And I've researched this guy even more. That's our top story today coming up at the start of the next segment. But again, ladies and gentlemen, these people are radical. They're unconstitutional. They're un-American. They try to tell us we're radical. It isn't working anymore. They are the revolutionaries trying to overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution and our way of life. They are the traitors, not us. And Cass Sunstein is set to become the next Supreme Court justice in the next year when Ruth Bader Ginsburg steps down. He is an open stated communist. They say they're communist. Every czar he's got is on record praising Marx and Engels and Lenin and Stalin and even Mao. These people are unspeakable. Then they write white papers for the government saying ban communist conspiracy theories that communists are taking over when they themselves are communists saying ban our free speech. But this isn't what your grandpa thought communists were. Communists are a revolutionary weapon system poured out and deployed by central banks to rob middle classes and transfer the money to the international banks. But getting back to Deborah Medina, here she is being questioned by the moron reporter for KUVN who doesn't even understand the state laws. And here's Deborah Medina's counter, and this is why the state's on fire. This is what Texas really wants. Here it is.
Medina, you have indicated that you oppose laws that limit the right to bear arms. In fact, you have stated that you carry a gun in your car and that you don't have a concealed handgun license, although we know that in Texas you don't need one to carry a gun in your car. Given how you feel, is there any type of restriction or limit as to who can carry a weapon, what type of weapon, and where? Do you feel there should be any?
I think, again, Renee, here is a classic example between someone who understands a constitutional republic, understands the U.S. Constitution, and the answers that both the senator and the governor will give. We've had too many tragedies to count in recent memory in America. We've had Columbine. We've had Virginia Tech. We've had 9/11. We've had Fort Hood. Every time we have that sort of tragedy, the big government answer is to dearm the people. And yet our founders understood the importance of gun ownership as an essential element of freedom. Private property ownership and gun ownership, the two things essential to a free society. If we want to talk about safety, security, and freedom in Texas, we ought to be eliminating gun registration. We'd recognize that gun registration has been used throughout history for one thing only, and that is gun confiscation. So, yes, I am a strong advocate of the right to keep and bear arms.
But where would you draw the line or the limit? You've said that the private sector should be as or better armed than the government to avoid tyranny.
Correct. Correct.
So where do you draw the limit? There's no limit?
The 10th Amendment says those powers not delegated to the United States government are reserved to the people in the state. So it is up to the Texas legislature and to the people of this state to set limits on gun ownership.
You got it. The feds have no jurisdiction, pea brain.
We've made every other law-abiding citizen in the state subject to onerous regulations and prohibited them from being able to protect themselves and their family. We cannot deny man the right to life, liberty, and property. We must restore true gun ownership in Texas.
Do you observe the concealed weapon law in the state? Do you take your handgun into grocery stores?
I do not. I observe the law. I do not take my handgun into grocery stores.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And it went on from there. She's joining us coming up in the next hour. Big exclusive interview right after the debates. Last night.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The news I've got is so abominably important that I'm going to cover it starting in the next segment. I want everyone to prepare themselves for this. I don't want to just put this information out with all the other globalist crimes and let it join the stream of tyranny. I want to specifically focus in on something that reveals everything. And every day, it just hits me harder and stronger as I gain greater understanding just how real this is, and that it was worse than even I ever thought. Last night, I was sitting there in an easy chair, kind of meditating, focusing, thinking, and it was just so intense. I was shaken to my knees. It was late at night. My family was asleep. I actually got down on my knees and just prayed to God Almighty to open people's eyes even further. Because if it's taken me 16, 17 years, 14 years on air to get to this level of understanding, if I could only show people what I know, and it's all public, it's all available. But if I have trouble even grasping just how bad these people are and really let it burn into me, they're not misguided liberals. They're not misguided conservatives. These people are psychopathic, hyper-dominant despots who want to squat on our society and have their way with us. It's just so incredible. It is so amazing, and it's coming up in the next segment. On the subject of government, I don't have to tell you that Haiti was already the armpit of the world, as bad as North Korea in many respects, far worse than Mexico, who's in the top five of cesspits on the planet. It makes Nigeria or Rwanda or Somalia look like a paradise. Haiti is a hell pit. And they have a religion of hell. And there are a lot of good people there, but they've always had a corrupt government. They've always had a system of enslavement. And they are descending into one of the worst examples in history ever of a total collapse of a society, and it gives you a window, a bird's eye view into just how transitory and weak and little humanity is compared to the wider universe and God's creation. That earthquake hits, there's at least 100,000 people dead. Their Capitol building completely collapsed. There's the power of the big manicured white castle, white palace collapsed in on itself. It's three domes fully collapsed in to the bottom of the structure. Government cannot, will not protect you. It doesn't want to protect you. It wants to make you dependent and loot you and rob you. And the minute they take over the society and disarm the public, the country begins winding down into full collapse. It doesn't matter if it's Rome. It doesn't matter if it's North Korea. It doesn't matter if it's Mexico. Look at Mexico. It has been collapsed for a year, but nothing like Haiti, but it's officially collapsed into just bedlam and starvation and tyranny. They have little manicured areas where the tourists come, a dozen or so little cities that are still seeing an increased crime and corruption, but the rest of the nation is collapsed. But nothing like Haiti. Food security collapses in Haiti as machete-wielding gangs fight in the streets. Gangs armed with machetes loot Port-au-Prince. Central Business District resembles hell on earth. This is CBS News. Central Business District resembles hell on earth as bodies pile up and armed men battle over food supplies. Why do I have gold and silver and armaments? Why do I know how to use them? Why do I have food? Because that's the job of any man, to protect his family. And I know that if this was 1950, I may not need a huge food supply or guns, but I sure need them now because the banks do plan on collapsing this society and then reorganizing it. They want a Soviet-style collapse, and out of chaos, they will bring their new world order, as David Rockefeller has written, as Henry Kissinger has written. Now, if we expose these criminals and fight them on every front, they may not be able to carry out the collapse. But right now, they're on schedule to do it. As all of our expert economists and historian guests have said, we're already collapsing. The media keeps telling you everything's fine, but I was talking to my neighbors. They're finally waking up. My wife was talking to other neighbors. They're suddenly waking up. Everybody's waking up, but are they waking up fast enough? And are they waking up to the full magnitude? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Populations. It is the fact of civilization. Crank it up. And I saw the prophet come. Yeah. morning. Here's the key. Listen carefully. Goldman Sachs wants more wars. You tell them, Bob Marley.
Did you mean what you said? Are you scared of kids?
COINTELPRO.
Are you scared of kids?
Getting us to fight with each other. And that is coming up in a moment. But first, Haiti completely collapsing, nothing the government can do, nothing the U.S. government can do, absolute hell unfolding. The big charities are on the news getting tens of millions of dollars of donations. The big charities caught over and over again, giving almost nothing to the people in the nation. Oh, they'll show up with inoculations for them in a few months that sterilize them. That'll be about it. So we're trying to analyze and research now who are the real charities in country. And the real charities were so small, they've all collapsed and evacuated. So what do you do for Haiti? The issue is, ladies and gentlemen, basically all you can do is take care of yourself and take care of your neighbors and be prepared before things like this happen. But because of a culture of systemic corruption, Haiti is particularly susceptible to complete, absolute road warrior collapse. And that has now officially happened. Gangs armed with machetes loot Port-au-Prince. Central business district resembles hell on earth as bodies pile up and armed men battle over food supplies. The earthquake aftermath has brought out the best and worst of people in Haiti. Much like the days after Hurricane Katrina, looting has become a problem very quickly. The looting appears to be isolated to Port-au-Prince, old commercial center. It's an area that under normal circumstances will be filled with many shops, markets, and few homes. But on Wednesday, it was a completely different scene. And again, that's an area that has been evacuated. There aren't people armed in there to protect their homes because it's a business district, so it's being looted again. Many Haitians have crude firearms or knives or machetes. They can protect their homes, but it's the government and business district that can't. The article goes on to say, it looks like a war zone. Some of the buildings were on fire. Smoke was everywhere, and there were bodies in the streets. Many just quake victims lying there, where they were killed by the magnitude 7.0 blast hit. What made the situation that much more tense was sightings of gangs of young men with machetes. On Wednesday, they were seen getting into stores and taking over the supplies they could carry. And now by Friday, it's much worse. The armed men were seen marching up and down the streets with machetes raised. And the competition among gangs turned quite fierce. Fights of gangs were seen on the streets. Machetes were flailing as it was impossible to predict what would happen next. There was no sign of police or any kind of law and order. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Food is often scarce now with this tragedy, despite the fact that there's some Western aid. Desperate people are doing whatever they can, whatever they have to do to eat. People were seen going through the stores and rubble and taking anything they could find with them for their trip back. Now, every major Pentagon study that's been done and many other private studies that have been done show within 5 days, most people will begin looting. Within 10, most people will, over 90%, will kill for food. And within 15 days, universally, cannibalism sets in. Now, this is done as a laboratory test. We know FEMA cut the police transmission cables and cell phone towers as the storm blew in. We know they blocked the Red Cross. We know they blocked the National Guard. We know they blocked local police and agencies out of Texas. We know they blocked Walmart and, most importantly, the Coast Guard from bringing any aid. The tens of thousands could have walked out from the Superdome over the major high-rise highways, the upper decks. But police were ordered to stand there with machine guns, and later some were indicted and went to prison for following orders, which was wrong on both ends, following the orders and then going to prison for it, without those above them getting in trouble, gunning down scores of people that tried to get out. They said, you'll stay in the Superdome. 4 days later, food and water got in. The police wouldn't go in and protect people. They sat there at the cordon and let everything fall apart. So FEMA could then say, oh, see, we screwed up. We need unlimited power and unlimited funding. Just like the banker bailout. Oh, we screwed up. Give us unlimited money and power. Let us steal anything we want. Make it legal. Again, this is the methodology that is used. So government cannot and will not ever protect you. Now, before I get into the giant bombshell revelation, I want to set the stage with what's happening all over the world. And I already knew this intellectually. I'd already seen thousands of proofs of this. I'd already read government manuals and documents and read Department of Education documents. I'd already looked at UN documents. I'd seen what the UN had done in scores of countries around the world over and over again in its horrible 60-plus year history. And then the last 3 years, I've studied something called common purpose in Scotland, Ireland, and England. The government pours billions of dollars a year into it. It is the only major community group allowed to operate. It's really a government front, and that's come out. All the major police chiefs, all the new mayors, almost all of anyone getting elected to any position in local government is common purpose. If you try to start a small charity or a soup kitchen or an educational organization, you get shut down unless you're common purpose. And it's the same thing with big city community organizing funded by the Ford, Rockefeller, Annenberg foundations that Obama has worked for. This is how they take over societies at the local level where citizens can never get together. Citizens can never organize. They can never get a good mayor elected. They can never get funding for good candidates. If you try in Texas, where I live, or any other major city, to do basic things, to create basic organizations that are not extreme according to government's own definitions in any way, you still get infiltrated, you still get set up, you still get brought down. Now, so many people are standing up now, they're having trouble shutting everybody down. See, when you all just get out there and do something, even if it seems small, putting flyers up on walls, starting a land rights or Second Amendment group, start a group investigating government corruption in your area, start a group that's cop watching, it all annihilates them. See, they've trained the public to only watch TV, only go to the ball games, only go to the movies, don't even talk to your neighbors, just watch the glowing television at night, that it's not your place to be involved, that it's stupid to be involved, that it's boring to be involved. Now, as people try to go to citizens' communication and speak, cities all over the country are banning or restricting citizens' communication because now people want to use it. They don't even want you to be able to speak. You've got to sue them, and people are doing that. In 2004, when they had the free speech zones and banned free speech, thousands of lawsuits were lost in New York City. Now they've been forced to back off. Same thing in Austin. Same thing in Dallas. Same thing all over the country. People stood up. When they have the Christmas tree displays, no one protested those. Down on the river in Austin, they call it a lake. It's Colorado River. Lady Bird Lake. They had big free speech signs up when my parents took my children to the Trail of Lights and to see the big Christmas tree. See, they need to be sued for that. You must fight them on every level. Resist them. Does it mean you'll win every suit? No. Does it mean you'll win every time you run for office? No. But they can't stop everybody, and they're scared. And they don't want anybody being involved in any community activity. We have over 2,000 pages of 1971 congressionally declassified COINTELPRO FBI programs. They were infiltrating mainline churches that tried to set up soup kitchens and shutting them down in Detroit and L.A. and San Francisco and Dallas, Texas. They don't want anyone having community. They want to break up the family, pass so high of taxes and regulations it shuts down all middle class, where there's only mega corporations and the government that you work for. They are threatened by common decency. They've even taken over a good organization like Meals on Wheels, where they now tap them to spy on old people, to send in elder care, the equivalent of CPS for old people. And the soup kitchen people, Meals on Wheels, they mean well at the grassroots. They don't understand that after they call elder care on them, they come and grab the property and ship the old person off to a euthanasia center. That's how diabolical this is. They are taking over or have taken over anything of substance. And if they can't take it over, they shut it down. I have seen this firsthand, and it's on record. And the good news is people are waking up. They want you living in a modern prison grid. And the White House regulatory czar, the person that interprets all of the laws. Remember John Yoo, one of the White House lawyers? He did this similarly, but in a less powerful position, saying, well, we interpret the Constitution as we can torture innocent people, including crushing children's genitalia in front of their parents. And he was asked in a CFR meeting, do you agree with this? You really wrote this? He said, yes. The president is the law. He is God, basically. Now, we have someone in a far more powerful position, Cass Sunstein, President Obama's appointee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. He's already in that position. I've now had time to research him more. And notice he says, ban or arrest anyone that talks about 9/11 truth. And we now learn he's one of the people, a mentor of Obama, who actually got Van Jones kicked out. As bad as Van Jones was admitting he was a communist, Van Jones, at least, was a real community organizer at a certain level and did believe 9/11 was an inside job. He had to be gotten rid of. No, Cass Sunstein, he says if you criticize the government in any way, you should be arrested. We have the quotes. He says if you say sunlight is good for you, you should be arrested. We have the quotes. He uses the most broad thing he can that sounds ridiculous to set the psychological precedent that he makes the rules. If he says the earth is flat, it's flat. It doesn't matter if thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious scientists and doctors and research facilities conclusively show that moderate sunlight is the engine of health to produce vitamin D in your body, to create enzymes in the body, that your eyes need to pick up a lot of sunlight or you get depressed. I mean, we're daytime creatures. White people, Ice Age man, is white skin, so we absorb the limited sunlight. If you're on the equator, your skin is black because you get too much of it. If you're towards the north, you get lighter and lighter because you need it. We are designed like plants to get sun. Yeah, you stick the wrong kind of plant out in pure sunlight, it'll die. That's a white person. We're meant to be a little bit in the shade. You take a black person out of sun for a few years, they're going to get sickly and they're going to end up dying. This is well known. It's an absolute fact. He says it's a conspiracy theory and as a benchmark says, ban that. Get rid of free speech at a bare minimum, tax anything the government doesn't agree with, and he's over the cybersecurity position. He's over every federal agency interpreting laws. And ladies and gentlemen, we have now discovered video clips of him saying, we will ban the Second Amendment. There is no right to keep and bear arms. And we have now confirmed that Obama is going to tap him in the next year to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He was the number two tap over Sonia Sotomayor last year, and that he is in line and that he will be approved. They'll probably try it this year. They're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg stepping down, and a man who openly, we have the actual quotes with links to his white papers written a year and a half ago and videos, where he openly says We will ban the Second Amendment. There is no right to keep and bear arms. And we will ban free speech. And we will ban all hunting. And we will, I mean, this guy is, we have video of him saying it. We have video of him saying it. The article just went up. We're going to expand the article. Note to Kurt Nemo, he takes Steve Watson's article and posts it on Infowars.com. And it's about to be beefed up with the video clips I sent Steve this morning, as I worked on him, worked with him on this article this morning briefly. That I want to add the key videos that are coming up where he says that we will ban the Second Amendment. It is vital that those be added. But right now, the article is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice, Sunstein, wants to ban guns, free speech. Regulatory czar already has been tapped for senior position, interpreting all executive implementation of laws and regulations. This guy is unbelievably evil. And he also calls for criminal COINTELPRO to infiltrate all groups to break them up.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Deborah Medina is with us for 30 minutes. After she leaves us, I'm going to slowly, methodically detail exactly what's happening with Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice, Sunstein, says he wants to ban guns, free speech. In multiple papers he's written and in videos, he says there is no right to keep and bear arms, and that don't be surprised in the next 3 years whether it is abolished. Now, we have longer clips coming up later in the next hour. Right now, I want to play this short clip of him. There's video of this. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo's also written an article, Sunstein Attacks Second Amendment. That headline's not even strong enough. I'm not criticizing. It's just that we get accused of sensationalizing. This is sensational. We don't make it sensational enough. He says he's a communist. He says he wants to ban all hunting, ban all Second Amendment. He says you have no right. He says he's going to ban free speech. He's about to be a Supreme Court justice. I mean, that's pull your hair out crazy. Here he is on guns.
Well, in terms of judicial developments, it is striking and noteworthy that well over two centuries since the founding, the Supreme Court has never suggested that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to have guns. Not once. It would be amazing, though, given that fact, though don't be surprised if the first time it happens is in the next 3 or 4 years.
The next 3 or 4 years, and we'll play the full clip in context where he says there's no right historically. He says it's all made up. Now, notice he comes out of Chicago Law School and Harvard. Up in Chicago, Chicago University, 5 years ago, one of their professors got caught writing a fake history book saying the founders were against the Second Amendment and that only 10% of the public owned guns and that the revolution had nothing to do with the Second Amendment. The British came at Lexington and Concord to take the rifles, to take the muskets, to take the powder, to take the shot, the ball. I mean, it's like saying George Washington had nothing to do with the Revolutionary War. It's like saying Moses had nothing to do with Mount Sinai. It's like saying Daffy Duck has nothing to do with Warner Brothers or Mickey Mouse with Disney or that trees aren't green, that the sky isn't blue. This guy just thinks he can sit up there with his twit, fake intellectual voice and tell you there's no Second Amendment. And he says that he wants to ban the Second Amendment. It's unbelievable. It's outrageous. These people are revolutionaries. They are anti-constitutionalists to the max. They are mortal enemies of our Constitution and our Republic. We have to get angry. We have to get focused. We need him to be kicked out of the White House. We need him to step down as the czar over all federal implementation of regulations and interpretation of law. And we sure need to start the drumbeat to not let him become Supreme Court Justice now. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is constantly collapsing, going to the hospital. They're talking about her stepping down this year. They'll probably do it this year while they still have the House and Senate so they can ram her through. Ram him through when she leaves so they can get him appointed, get him approved. You understand how close we are? You think the bank stealing $28 trillion is bad? You think government takeover of health care that exempts the unions and other people from taxes on their insurance plans and jail time if you don't buy insurance and cutting Medicare and Medicaid? I've looked at Obama's new proposal to tax banks. That'll be selectively done, but they only tax their competition. Just like he did exemptions and executive orders last year, where the executive pay to select banks stayed in. It's all criminal looting. These people are hardcore radicals. If they could, and they've all praised, that's nothing. All his czars, I keep looking at them. There's videos of them all saying Mao is great, saying Hugo Chavez is great, saying banning free speech is great. This guy's called for banning free speech. I mean, this is the opposite of America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.